You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the people who helped popularize pistachios in America celebrate their 95th year of business. Germack Pistachio Company in Detroit started in 1924. Joining us is the grandson of the founder, Frank Germack III. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk a little bit about history. Your company started out as basically a grocer, catering to immigrant families from the Mediterranean region. So tell me what kind of products you were selling back then.
Sure. So in my grandfather's time, they were importing a lot of products from the region. This included olives, olive oils, spices, and then certain nuts. And included in that were pistachios.
Which were kind of rare in America at that time. In fact, absolutely rare in America. How did the company go from a grocer to having pistachios as the chief product?
Well, my grandfather had a number of brothers and sisters, and they're all in the grocery business. My grandfather, Frank Sr., decided to focus just on pistachios. So that was one product that was relatively new, and he felt that there'd be enough of a market with pistachios in the United States to focus basically just on that nuts and then eventually other nuts.
At the beginning, you were importing all of them. Now, pistachios, for the most part, your supply comes from California. I mean, did Germack just effectively create a new agricultural industry in America?
Well, what they found was pistachios need a very dry climate, and they need a lot of sunshine, and they can't really survive well in very cold or moist climates. Mm-hmm. So Central California and Southern California had the ideal climate. And the cost to bring nuts from California, distribute them across the United States versus importing them was significantly different and much more beneficial to the local crops. Now, one thing about pistachio trees, they take about 10 to 15 years to reach a point where they can produce high-quality, large pistachios. So it did take some time, and these crops were planted in the 60s. They really didn't come online in the United States until the 70s.
Oh, so they didn't start planting trees until the 60s.
That's correct.
Might be earlier than that. Now, I'm old enough. I remember red-dyed pistachios from my childhood, and I was reading and thought, your family started that. How'd that come about?
Sure. So the way pistachios used –
we're talking about the shells. The shells of the pistachios were dyed red, yeah.
That's correct. And so when pistachios were harvested – and this really goes back in time. So from the 20s all the way till about the 70s and into the 80s, pistachios were picked by hand. So folks would go into the – groves, and every pistachio has an outer husk, and the outer husk has kind of like a reddish tinge to it. As they pick them from the trees, some of that reddish color would go through the husk and onto the pistachio shell.
So it'd have a little stain.
Correct.
Okay.
And so if you saw a bowl of them, you'd see a number of them with this reddish stain. So they were dyed red for two reasons. Number one, to make them all look more uniform and to cover up that reddish stain. But really is also to make them look more appealing, to make them look more like develop the aesthetics of the product. And since they're relatively new to a lot of people, to make them look more appetizing and interesting.
You roast your pistachios a little differently than other companies do. What do you do different?
When the company started in the 20s, there was no such thing as mechanical pistachio roasters. What you had at the time were coffee roasters. So we use – or we did use and we still use to this day large capacity coffee roasters to roast pistachios. These roast up to about 250 pounds a batch. A batch takes about 40 minutes. Reason we do that, twofold. Number one, many of our competitors will buy nuts already roasted from California because the price is about the same. We believe that if we can bring them in and roast them – they're going to have a much fresher taste. Similar to bread coming out of the oven, it's going to taste that much better. And the same thing happens with pistachios. Moisture can start to degrade pistachios over time. It's an organic product. And that flavor starts to dissipate. So the fresher the roast, the better.
In the company's 95-year history, you've moved around Detroit a few times. But now your retail store is back pretty darn close to where the company started in Eastern Market. How do you feel about that?
The company started in Eastern Market in 1924. We were right behind the Stroh Brewery.
Although beer and pistachios go together.
They do go together. And so that was they are complementary products. And in the 70s, the Stroh Brewery expanded and they needed our land.
Right.
So we had to move from that location. We did move to another part of Detroit, which was considered – what was called Pole Town. And within a couple of years, General Motors and the City of Detroit decided that they needed the land.
You guys are getting pushed up by all the big boys.
Exactly. They need the land for their new GM factory, which is now, interestingly, perhaps going to shut down. We'll see. And then we eventually moved back to the Eastern Market.
During these 95 years, you've stayed in Detroit. It's been a city in flux. Why not move to where the pistachios are being grown in California or where the big urban centers are? Why'd you stay in Detroit?
Well, great question. We're loyal to Detroit. That's where the company started. It's a hub for us, so we can distribute easily from downtown Detroit. It's also important for us to remain identified with the city. We provide peanuts to the Detroit sports teams. But the company was started there. We employ almost everyone from this. Almost all of our employees are from Detroit, so we're very loyal. And it would be easier to move to a suburb if you consider things as, you know, City of Detroit taxes and so forth. But we just won't. We're going to stay in the city.
So you've got 5 years to your centennial. What are you planning?
Boy, that's a secret. But since we just got done with 95 and we've got 5 years, I think we've got some time to plan. But 100 will be very significant. We work with Detroit Historical. We know that they have a celebration for companies that reach 100 years. So we'll certainly be in touch with them and certainly hope to be back on the radio with you and get the word out on pistachios and everything we're doing as well.
Frank Jermak III and his family are third-generation owners of Jermak Pistachio Company, which is celebrating its 95th year in business this week. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.